It is basically what you have here is a jewelry theft case based on engaging in organized criminal activity. Kelvin O'Brien and three others planned a jewelry heist, and this wasn't just a smash and grab kind of thing like you see in the picture. This was one where they actually went in and got on the roof and drilled in the roof. It was very much more like Heat, or you know what you'd see in the movies. They drilled into a safe. They ended up drilling into the safe and stealing about $4 million in jewelry and gold particularly. Then they melted the gold down and then they sold it. And so the state charged them with engaging in organized criminal activity by commission rather than conspiracy. And they alleged as alternate manner and means the offenses of theft and money laundering. Okay, the jury charge in this case treated the theft and the money laundering offenses as predicate offenses. They treated them as manner and means rather than individual elements of the offense and didn't require the jury to be unanimous with regard to which one it found. The defendant didn't argue about this, didn't raise an objection, and that's what the state had argued through voir dire and through jury argument. So the question then becomes, does the jury have to be unanimous about these which predicate offense was committed? And the court says no, in a qualified no, in a 5-4 decision. Okay, basically the court goes through a two-step analysis. The first thing is to determine what is the gravamen of the offense. The first step in this type of jury unanimity analysis is, what does the jury have to be unanimous about? And in order to do that, you determine what the gravamen of the offense is. And then, once you've figured out what the legislature intended the offense to be about, what they intended the jury to be unanimous about, you look to whether or not the lack of unanimity would violate due process. This was set out in Jefferson, and we carried it out here.